Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets War Room for this Monday, November the 20th, 2023. Now, I am so blessed to be joined on tonight by some very faithful Spirit Alive servant leaders and women of God in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. So on behalf of all of us, I'd just like to say we're all so glad that you have tuned in tonight, and it is our prayer that you will be encouraged, edified, and more equipped during this holiday season. But first, let us begin with a word of prayer. Oh, Most High, we come singing praises to your name. We thank you for the opportunity to come together in love and unity and lift up the petitions of the needy, Lord God, and to give you praise. Hallelujah. We just glorify you, God, because you and you alone are worthy. We pray that this prayer and praise service will bless you in a way, God, that you will be lifted up and you can draw men unto yourself, Lord. We just ask a special blessing upon all of those who are in the studio and for all of those who are listening. We just pray this and all other things in your Son Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. Saints of God, tonight's program is entitled, Oh, Give Thanks. That's going to be the praise portion of our program. But before we get into our praises, the Lord has laid something else upon my heart to pray about. You know, we're already hearing the phrase, 'Tis the season to be jolly. That is, unless you're lonely, grieving, stressed out by work, out of work, part of a chaotic, dysfunctional family, homeless, depressed, or any other realities that come along with just being human. But my sisters and I are coming together to tell you that you're not alone. Now, I know that the holidays are just filled with romantic Hallmark movies and sentimental tunes like I'll Be Home for Christmas. But Saints, tonight I want us to remember that there are many that will not be having themselves a merry little Christmas. You know, today we have such an unrealistic viewpoint of others and expectations of ourselves, and we've gotten to the point we make it difficult to enjoy the holidays too. Now, I want us to remember tonight that the holidays are tough for many. You know, holidays can trigger thoughts and feelings related to past conflicts, losses, or trauma. And then for other people, expectations can be unreasonably high for better, or, you know, for things to be better or different. And now with social media, we are flooded with images of happy family and wonderful times. And when we see all that, our lives may seem lacking by comparison. And now, let's not forget our seniors or those who are mourning the loss of loved ones. This season can be particularly challenging. You know, it's natural to feel a heightened sense of loss at this time of the year for those who are grieving. This is a season of love and connecting with others, but if you're grieving because you have loved and lost that connection, it might not be so fun or happy. But I came to tell you tonight to honor your feelings Give them to God. I want you to remember today that you are not alone. God said, Jesus said, he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he is near to the brokenhearted. So tonight, saints, before we get into just giving God an all-out praise party, I'm going to ask my sisters to come forth, and we're going to pray for those who are dealing with issues of mental health and losses and past conflicts and trauma. We want to pray for those who are feeling alone. You know, that's when the enemy goes to work, because when we're feeling alone, we might go to things like excessive drinking or excessive eating. But tonight, my sisters and I came to tell you that you are not invisible. God sees you. He knows you're there. And so do we. Now, the only thing everyone in here is welcome to pray. And when we get to the praise portion, you are welcome to praise. I'm going to unmute every mic in here so that you can just, if the Holy Spirit pops you on the hand and says, speak up, you can just speak on up. But what I'm going to do first is I'm going to ask Minister Tina to come, and I'm asking everybody to please just pray the way the Spirit leads you. There is no right way to pray. There is no wrong way to pray except with an unsincere heart. So tonight, to just pray, I'm asking that everybody will just pray. Pray from their heart. Pray according to the Spirit. Let the Lord lead you. Because what we want to do here tonight is truly encourage somebody. These prayers tonight might help someone to choose not to commit suicide. These prayers tonight might call someone to call that loved one that they had a grudge with. These prayers tonight might cause someone to give their life to Christ. Why? Because prayer changes things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and when we pray expecting God to move, hallelujah, miracles, signs, and wonders follow. I came to tell somebody tonight, there is nothing that our God can fix. Because if he can't fix it, it cannot be done. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Tina Brown to come forth. Hallelujah. And you just pray, beloved, according to the Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace right now, just giving you all the honor, the praise, the glory, and the thanks. Thanksgiving is this week. We know that there's folks out there right now, Heavenly Father, that need your love. They need your support, Heavenly Father. They need your guidance. There's folks out there that are lost. There's folks out there who don't know where they're going or what they're doing or where they're living, where their next meal is going to be. What's it going to be able to do with their lives, Heavenly Father? They're lost. A lot of folks are out there that need to know you, Lord, that don't know you, and a part of their sin, Heavenly Father. There's children. There's homeless folks. There's elderly folks, Heavenly Father. And there's just people out there with mental illness that maybe stem from drug use. Maybe they've had a lot of loss right now. Maybe they're mourning someone that recently just passed away, Heavenly Father, that needs
Lord,
you
touch.
Right now, Heavenly Father. We ask that you just shed the blood of Jesus on them, Lord. Press down and get it over right now. Hold these people up during
Lord.
This time as they're feeling lost and lonely. They're feeling like they have no sense of purpose in this world, Heavenly Father. Let them know that you are the reason for every season, not just this season, but every season, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
All you're going to do for these folks who need you, who are sad, who are lonely,
yes.
who are depressed,
yes.
the children who don't feel wanted, Heavenly Father. Make them feel your love today and every day going forth, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful, and we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory for this day and every day that you give us breath to live another day. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you so much for all you do, not only for us as Spirit Alive, for those who are listening right now, Heavenly Father, but for those out there who are by themselves. They're wandering the streets.
Yes.
They don't know where they're going. They're lost. They're
yes,
messed
Lord.
Up on something. And there's
Lord.
Zombies right now stumbling to and from where they're trying to go. And they don't know where they're going. They don't have no place to go. But you will guide them, Lord. I pray you guide them to the right place.
Yes, Lord.
Guide them to you, Lord. Help them know and understand that you are there for them, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much for all you do for us. Not just your life family, not just those that are listening, but those who don't know you, Lord. Those who want to know you, but are lost in their own self. They're lost in their addiction. They're lost in their sorrow. They're lost in their grief, Heavenly Father. Lead them back to you, Lord. We're so thankful that we have this platform to pray for those who need you the most, Heavenly Father. And we lift them up to you, all of them, Heavenly Father. Whether they're near or far, it doesn't matter where they are. They need you, Lord. And we thank you
Lord.
For lifting them up,
Lord.
God bless them all. May they feel your love. And we're so thankful that we can do this and pray for them. Every time she has, Apostle Cook has a pray in the war room. We're praying for war for the people out there right now who are conflicted, who don't know where to go, who have no place to go. And they have to know that you are there no matter what. You're still there for them. You have not forsaken them.
Lord. Thank you.
You are still there. And let them guide them to the right place, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that.
Lord.
We thank you for guiding them all, whether they're children, adults, or elderly. Drive them, guide them to the right place, pardon me, to you, Lord. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you're there for them. And we're so thankful that we have this opportunity to pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Through your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tina. Thank you, Minister Tina. Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell, come into this room and pray that the Spirit leads you, please, ma'am.
Thank you. Most gracious Father, we just come to your throne of grace, just asking and praying for the whole world, Lord. The whole world needs you. God. They need messages from you. There's people who are praying, but they don't think they're hearing from you. Let them know that they can hear from you. Tell them not to give up. Give them courage.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, to just continue to pray and to give thanks to you for all that you've done, all you will do. Lord, that there's rumors of war and wars just seem like everywhere, and
Lord Jesus, we pray.
Father God, we ask that you will stop the wars and the hatred. Hatred of one person because of or their language or their religion, Lord. We know some
Come
things
on.
Will not be put in place of until your turn. We know that the signs and wonders that we are seeing is pointing towards your coming back and very soon. So
thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Prepare our hearts. And those that we love to be ready to coming, Lord. Help us to be on the Lord for you when you call crack the sky and for the church without spot. We just for us and all may not be dead when you come, Lord. But it says the dead in Christ will rise first, and those who are left will see and rise and meet you. And just thank you for every blessing.
Yes,
everything
Lord God.
Pour out upon us. We thank you for every cup of rain that we get. We thank you for our that you give us. And Lord, this holiday season has been not a good season for some. They may be home. They may be feeling down. They may be feeling left out. I thank you, Lord, that you will just send someone to stand beside them and to be with them and to bless them out of Zion, Lord. To give out of
oh,
what you
goodness.
Have given, Lord, for plenty. If they are of Christ, just bless them, Lord, and keep them, that you are there for them, that you love them, you will never leave them, nor make nothing possible for you to do but fail. Let them know that you are their all in all. All they have to do is keep your hand changing and just keep move with you. Stay on the path and set the holiday season or just an ordinary day, Lord. We just pray for them and ask you to lift them up a little higher, make them higher in you, and bring them closer to your grace. Lord, lead them and the things that is going on in their life. We just pray in your mighty and blessed of your Son, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen and glory to God. Thank you, Mother Mitchell. That was beautiful. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you in a special way, Father God, because you are worthy, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Matthew Scott. Come on in this room, Mother Matthew Scott. And pray as the Holy Spirit leads you, please, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Father God, King Jesus, we come to your holy, beautiful throne of grace, Lord, as humble and humbly as we know how. First of all, thanking you, Lord, for your many, many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing right now at this present time. And, Lord, we just, Lord, I just lift up the whole universe right now, as I always do. And, Lord, you know my prayer. I'm lifting up the homeless that don't have nowhere to lay their head, Lord. I'm lifting up the widows that don't have an earthly husband to provide for them, Lord. And the orphans, Lord, that don't have no earthly parents. But your mother to the motherless, your father to the fatherless, your husband to the woman that don't have an earthly husband, Lord. And for the homeless, Lord, your shelter in the time of the storm, your shelter, Lord, in the time of the storm. Lord, we just thank you right now. We just thank you right now, Lord, because you're just worthy to be praised, Lord. I lift up the afflicted. I lift up the poverty poor that don't have anything, Lord, nothing. And I just, lift up the elderly, the hoary head, as my mother used to say, the hoary head.
Yes, Lord.
The seniors, Lord. And there are seniors that are in convalescent hospitals. Nobody comes to see them. Some of them, the people is
come
deceased.
On. Yes, ma'am.
The Lord, you're closer to us than a brother. You're closer to us. Then you're closer to it. You're the best friend that any of us can have, Lord. So I thank you, Lord. And just let them know, Lord, that you are with them. I pray for the lost souls and the partner they stand, Lord. I pray that somebody will bring them to you, Lord. King
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord and Savior before they leave here because we all going to transition, but heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Lord, I just pray for your people all the time, and I pray for their prison safe bars and juvenile bars. Some of them are in prison for things they have not committed, Lord, you know. And then Some of them don't
Lord.
Know you, Lord. They've been in trouble all their life. And I'm praying, Lord, for the lost souls or somebody, prison ministry, somebody to teach them, Lord, about your goodness. And somebody will bring them to you, Lord, so they can pray for forgiveness for their sins, Lord. And I pray for the street people, the gang bangers, the drug dealers, the drug users, the prostitutes, pimps, the street hustlers. I pray for them, Lord, and the part of their sins. Pray, Lord, that they give their life to you, Lord, and leave the streets alone. Leave the streets alone. People of all races killing up one another. The police is killing up one another. If the drugs is not killing them, please, Lord, have mercy upon your people. And I'm praying that the murder and the violence stop in the streets. I'm praying that the war will cease in Israel. Israel and the Israelis and the Palestinians is at war, Lord. The Holy Land, please, Lord, have mercy upon your people, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy upon the United States. Have mercy upon the White House, the President, the Vice President, the Senators, the Congressmen, Congresswomen,
Lord,
even the states.
Lord, they need you. We need you, Lord. We need you.
People, Lord, the sick and shut-in, the bereaved families, all churches in your name, all under-shepherds, Lord, all the clergy and the clergy.
Yes, touch Jesus.
Mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your darling
Jesus
Christ, who died on the cross, Calvary's cross. He shed our blood. He shed his blood for us. Thank you, Father God. The Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Lord, you say, whoever believeth in you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father God, we thank you for King Jesus. We just thank you, King Jesus, for what you did. You honored Father God's will and his way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lift up Bishop Cook and the whole Spirit Alive family. And
God bless you, Mother.
And everybody, just give the honor to
you,
Lord, because it all belongs to you. And all these blessings we ask in the precious name of King Jesus and Father God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Machi. That was so beautiful. And I praise God for the way you pray, because you know what? It is the season. And if there was ever a time that we need to be praying for street people, the thugs, the hustlers, it would be now. It would be now. This is their season.
And the children, you know what I'm saying?
I wanna just thank Mother Mattie for that, because you know, we wanna pray for those that are hurting, but we've gotta pray for the perpetrators too, so that they might come to the Lord, and they might not be, so that they won't be enemies with God anymore. So I really appreciate I'm appreciating all of these prayers. Now before I go to Apostle Zeta, I do have a spiritual aunt in the house. So if she want to just break out in prayer, pray right now, she more than welcome. You know,
and I would love
hallelujah. I just want her to, you know, oh, this ain't Linda. She can't. Okay, praise the Lord. But anyway, Apostle Zeta, come on in the room and pray the way the Spirit leads you, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I know that this is truly a call to prayer and a call to praise. And before I go into prayer, I just wanted to read the 95th Psalm, at least
Amen.
A portion of it. Praise
Amen.
God. It says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. And in his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is also his. The sea is his. He made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship. Bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Come on.
For he is God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Praise God. I'm going to stop there.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I have to do everything. Hallelujah.
Anything, because God is our defense. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, what's been on my heart is people that are just being abused for no reason.
My.
The children that are suffering so much.
Yes, right.
Understanding Lord.
To them and why it's happening. And many of them terrified over the things that are happening to them.
Yes,
and I've been noticing,
I'm
sure many of you have too, that it just seems like lately there has been more killing of little children.
Yes.
Like their own parents.
It's
just been so much lately. And even, domestic violence victims lately, there have been, seemed like an increase in the death.
Yes, ma'am.
Of some of these mothers, and the sad part about it is some of them have been killed by their perpetrators with the children right there.
Right there.
Seeing
all
this trauma and being terrified and, and hurt and they're suffering. And I just wanted to pray for them tonight, but I wanted to mention that. Just seen an increase lately women, mothers going to trial over killing their own children.
Lord, we need you.
Coming together with their boyfriends and killing their children, and it's just so sad. But anyway, we'll talk about that. I want to pray for mercy.
Yes.
Mother, praying for God's mercy tonight.
Yes.
We
need that mercy, Lord.
Praise God for these that are suffering in such awful situations.
Yes.
Things that children shouldn't even be seeing or in the midst of, or even being in the midst of. It's happening to them.
Yeah.
So just imagine the trauma and the pain that they have. But anyway, we're going to pray. Father God.
Amen.
Just lift up these children, Lord, that we've talked about, these children that are suffering by the hand even of their own parents. Lift them up tonight, Lord, asking that you would move in a miraculous way. In their behalf, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for hand of protection upon them. We pray, Lord, for mercy tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for mercy. Hallelujah. We pray for the young people that are struggling. Those that have been in college and been in school right now in some of these war-torn areas, and they don't know what their future is going to be. So we lift them up tonight, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would touch,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
In a mighty way.
We meet them in their struggles. in the name of Jesus. Make a change for them, God, in Jesus' name.
Lord.
And hope that they can know that you are a God, that you are a God that loves them, that you are a God that cares. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are a God that wants the best for them. We pray, Lord, for their salvation tonight.
Yes,
in the name in the name of Jesus. And Lord, these parents cannot take care of these children that are suffering so much and even dying from the drug, the fentanyl, I think that's how you say it. People have been so careless, and these babies are getting a hold of these drugs, and it's killing them. Lord, I pray for their you will take them out of these unprotected places, and that you would place them for someone that will love them and take care of them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, do it,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Have your way, God.
Yes.
In Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And then we pray for these parents.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray that they
receive them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Drug use and alcohol. We pray for them, Lord. We pray that they will turn their lives around, that they will come to you, God, in the pardoning of their sins. Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will deal with the perpetrators. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, but Lord, even you remove them from the places where people are that they are hurting. We pray also for their souls. We pray, Lord, that they will turn their lives back to you. That they will come to you with
Lord.
A family story. God, in the name of Jesus, and repent for what they have done. In the name of Jesus, turn them around,
God.
In the name of Jesus. We know that only you can. And we praise you for it, Lord. We thank you for the ones that you have spared already. We thank you for ones that you have saved from the human trafficking situation.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to do so. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Pray, Lord, for those in the war-torn areas, those that are without food, those that are without shelter, those that have seen their own homes and everything that they own blown away. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that they have lost in the name of Jesus. That you will begin to rebuild in the areas, Lord, where things have been torn down, where cities have been torn down to the ground. We pray, Lord, for you to rebuild.
Father.
We also pray for you to rebuild souls in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
We pray in the name of Jesus, even in the midst of all of this.
Yes, Lord God. Yes.
That there will be a harvest, a great harvest, that many souls will come to you, Lord, that they will realize that you are their own. In the name of Jesus. We pray for the UK victims, those that have children, hallelujah, that have taken away by the Russians, and the Russians feel that it is their fate to take these children. We pray for them, Lord, and we pray that these children will be released as you have already released them to their parents. We pray, Lord, that they will be released in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And we thank you for it. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, tonight for your hand of protection. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your that is upon us. We thank you for all that you're doing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We lift up everyone that's on Spirit Alive tonight. We pray for peace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And your hand of protection upon us. Protect us from the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. And then we lift up the Spirit of Life Ministries. We thank you for it. We thank you for what it has done, what it continues to do. We thank you for the many people that have come through Spirit of Life and turned their lives to you, that have have gotten saved. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's been a change in their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where they have been strengthened, where they have been helped,
yes.
where they have
Hallelujah,
been.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We thank you for it.
Oh,
we
thank you, Lord.
Praise you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. What beautiful prayers. Powerful prayers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Most gracious Heavenly Father,
yes.
I come now before your throne of grace. Hallelujah. I first come just praising you, Lord, for the intercessors and the intercessions. Father God, I want to thank you for everyone that is here tonight that is standing in the gap for your people. Father, I praise you for your love. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that not just during the holiday season, but every day, hallelujah, that your love would go forth,
yes,
that people would find more grace, more mercy, more compassion in their everyday life. Lord, right now, everybody is in the spirit of giving. Everybody is in the spirit of loving. But Lord God, that spirit has to go beyond January 1st. So Lord, I pray that you would give us more of your Holy Spirit.
God, yes.
So that during this holiday season, we will be able to minister to the brokenhearted. We will be able to minister to the homeless. We'll be able to minister to that abused person. We'll be able to minister. And Lord, use us to step in and meet the need, Lord God. If we
thank
can meet
you,
a need, Lord God, we're saying, send me, I'll go, oh God. Because, Lord, they're not invisible to you, and they're not invisible to us.
Yes,
so, Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that more people would start living outside of their tent and start hearing about one another.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I'm praying for all those that are teetering on making that hard call to invite that relative to dinner. Lord, strengthen them.
Strengthen
them, oh God.
Yes.
I pray in the name of Jesus for those family members, Lord God, that have been holding grudges about stuff that is over 20 years old. So I pray against that spirit of pride.
Thank you, Lord.
I bind that spirit of pride and I loose that spirit of love and the spirit of reconciliation, Father God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
Lord, I praise you just for the opportunity to come here tonight and just lift up your holy name.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
I thank you for my salvation. I praise you for my salvation. And I love you so much that I want the whole world to know who you are.
Yes,
I want to thank you for that spiritual maturity that you have placed down in me. God, so that I will have a heart for all of your people, Lord God, not just a few. But Lord, we came together as women of God, standing in the gap, praying, praying to you, because we know that when we pray, you hear us. Because
that's
you said in your word, if you abide in us and we abide in you, we can come on up there and ask what we want to. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. And you withhold nothing from your children, oh God. I am praying for all of those who are alone by choice. They are hurting, they are wounded, and they want to be alone. Lord God, I pray that you send someone there, someone with a heart after your own. To tell them to come on out. Don't be alone. Come out in fellowship. Lord God, I pray for every person that will be serving meals to the homeless. I pray for every person that are preparing the meal for the homeless.
Lord,
I pray for every person that has already decided, I will not just give God lip service, but I will glorify him by the way I live my life. My life will say, I thank you, God, for your love of me. And because of that love of you, the love that you have for me, I am able to love others as
yes.
you have commanded
yes.
us to.
Yes.
So, Lord, we just thank you for this spirit of love and for this spirit of praise. We just thank you, Father God, that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We just want to thank you, Father God, that you have placed your word in our hearts. You have grafted it up on the fleshy tables of our hearts, Father God. We want to thank you, Lord God, that you give us your Holy Spirit, Lord, that walks with us and talks with us and leads us and guides us. And if we would only listen, we won't go wrong.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, I pray that more people this season, hallelujah, will be moved to do more to glorify you.
Yes.
Lord, God, I stand in agreement with every prayer that was prayed. Lord, they were powerful. They were arrow prayers, and I know that you heard them. Lord, God, we want to once again pray for the lost. That's the reason that we do everything, Father God, so that we might reach others for Christ. And that they, Lord God, would turn around and reach others for Christ. So we pray for every listener of Spirit Alive. But we pray that you not just be listeners, hearers of the word, but we want you to be totally obedient and be doers of the word in the name of Jesus. We pray for you. We pray for your strength. We pray for your courage. We pray against the spirit of fear that might cause you to talk yourself out of it. But we just pray that you and we, more of us, would reach out all over this world and touch somebody. Touch somebody, Lord, so that you might have the glory, so that you might get the honor, so that you might get the praise.
Yes.
I pray in the name of Jesus that the church would become the church that you designed it to be. A church where we love our people. A church where we comfort people. A church where we encourage folk. A church where we don't have big eyes and little U's. A church where the servant leader only wants people to know who you are, not what they're driving or their name. So, Lord, I pray that the churches will get in order. Because when the churches will get in order, the people can get in order. So, Lord, I just pray for awakening. I just pray for a downpouring of your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray that everyone that calls themselves by your name, Lord God, will receive your direction and go forth. Go forth. Because you called you, we didn't choose you, God. You chose us. And you chose us to bear fruit and fruit that would remain. So, Lord, let us not just be about superficial evangelism, but let us be about building relationships in a way that people will not be afraid to come to you, where people will not be afraid to pray to you, where people will not be afraid, Lord God, to serve you. And I just give you the glory for all that we have heard. Lord, I praise you for Minister Tina. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to go before her as she goes to work day to day and then comes home and runs a business. Lord, I pray that you continue to give her strength, oh God. I pray that you bless those around her, Lord, to come in and be of help.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus for my mother, my beautiful mother, Mother Mitchell.
Lord God, you
have done a wonderful work for her. You have blessed her with a beautiful home, Lord God. Just continue to bless her and strengthen her, Lord, to do what she wants to do. So that she can serve you the way she wants to.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Praise God. I pray for Mother Mattie and Mother Givens. I pray their continued health and strength. I pray, Lord God, that they will receive all the honor due anointed elders, Father God. I pray that you will continue to provide their every need.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray for my auntie, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that whatever she longs for, whatever she needs, whatever she desires, Lord God, I pray that you just give it to her. so that her faith might increase.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And I pray right now in the name of
Jesus, Lord.
For my second mother, Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers. Lord,
thank
continue
you,
to just
yes,
bless
God.
Her
yes,
as she blesses
you.
Those children, Lord God.
Thank
bless
you.
Her
thank
as she
yes,
blesses
yes,
your people, Lord, on the street.
Jesus.
As she continues to feed the homeless. Lord God,
yes,
and we know,
yes,
I pray for your protection over the entire
thank
spirit
you,
of our family.
Yes.
Because, Lord
yes.
God, we know that when we walk yes. in obedience yes. to you, oh, there's going to be some pushback. So we just pray, Lord God, that you just go before us. We pray
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
because as Apostle Zeta said, you are our defender. So
yes.
we have nothing to
yes.
worry about.
Yes.
So, Lord, I just praise you for tonight.
Yes.
I praise you for
yes.
the time that my sisters and I spend together. I praise
yes.
you, Lord
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Yes.
Just for being my God.
Thank you,
I
Lord.
Thank you.
Yes.
I
yes.
love you. And I pray this and all other things
yes.
in Jesus' holy name. Amen,
amen
and amen,
amen
and amen and amen.
Amen.
Anybody else like you?
You
if
too.
There's anyone else in the studio that would like to pray, if you would kindly press your 1, I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But please know that Apostle Cook will never put you on blast. But whatever, you know, we're so glad that many of you are sitting here. But if you ever feel led to hit that 1, it will be welcome. Because it's not mm-hmm. just about us. This is not this is not a program, per se. This is a worship service. And everybody
mm-hmm.
is welcome to praise God up in here. Everybody is welcome to pray up in here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody
yes.
is welcome to
praise
say thank
God.
You, Jesus, up
yes.
in here.
Yes.
Look, and you
yes.
don't even have to worry about no crazy, any crazy looks. Wow, we can't see you. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful thing
thank
about
you,
radio.
Yes.
See you.
Praise God.
So if somebody give you the side eye, so what? You can't see them. Hallelujah. But I just praise God for all that we have heard on tonight. If anyone would just like to, we'll go back through the house. If anybody would just very quickly give God some praise, you are more than welcome. Just anybody jump in. Anybody want to jump in and give God some
thank
praise,
you,
go
Jesus.
Right ahead.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And thank you so much, Lord, for those who are listening. If there's anybody out there who doesn't know you and a part of their sin, Heavenly Father, may they ask for your forgiveness today, Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
May they come to you and know your son, Jesus. Know that he died for you,
yeah.
Heavenly Father.
Yes.
May they
yeah.
come to you and want to be part of you, Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
May they come to you, Lord. May they know
mm-hmm.
that you are a forgiving God, Heavenly Father, that you forgive them
yeah.
of their sins
yeah.
upon
yeah.
asking them of their forgiveness of their sins, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful prayer today, all the prayers that were given today, Heavenly Father. We thank you so much.
Yes, Lord.
Your
we
love,
thank you.
Your guidance every
mm-hmm.
single day. And
yes,
we pray
Lord.
For those that are out there right now wanting to know you, Lord. We thank
mm-hmm.
you
yes.
for everything that you do for us each and every day. Forgive
mm-hmm.
them of their sins, Lord. Forgive us of our
yes.
sins, all of us of our sins, Lord. We thank
mm-hmm.
you so much.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I
yes,
pray.
Lord.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen.
Apostle Zeta Flowers, would you
yes.
please, ma'am, just right now, because the greatest way we can give God praise is to lead somebody to the Lord. So, Apostle Zeta, would you please do the invitation for us tonight?
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, I will be glad to.
Yes.
Well,
mm-hmm.
praise God, thank you. In the audience that
mm-hmm.
has not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
you can do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus died on the cross for your sins.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Of your sins.
Hallelujah.
And free from shame. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So if your hearts are ready,
yes,
you're
thank
prepared.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
I would say allow this night to be your appointed time.
Thank you.
Praise
yes.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You can accept him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I will lead mm-hmm. you in a prayer.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You will be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then you can
thank you.
In him and learn more and more about him. Have a
yes.
right relationship with him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because that's the Jesus of all of his children. A relationship with them. Hallelujah. We can say we know
yes.
Jesus, or we've heard about him, or our family, our mothers and fathers, our grandparents are saved. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants you to be saved as well. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You
can be saved yes. by the strength of your loved ones. You need
mm-hmm.
him too.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I'm going to lead you into a word of prayer. And if you're ready, if you repeat this prayer with me, hallelujah, mm-hmm. you can be saved
hallelujah.
Right now. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God
hallelujah.
Gave his only Son. Hallelujah.
Yes, he
hallelujah.
Did.
Only Son to die. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so
he
that we could be saved. So that we could be
yes.
free. Hallelujah. To serve
yes.
him. Hallelujah. And not just free
hallelujah.
On this earth. Hallelujah. But to be
hallelujah.
Able to live with him throughout eternity.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Only
yes,
God
Lord.
Wants.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. To live eternally. Hallelujah. With Jesus. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. First, you
praise
have you need
God.
To admit that you are a sinner.
Hallelujah.
We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to admit, first of all, that you are a sinner, that you have sinned.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Against God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All
hallelujah.
Right. Let us
yes.
pray. And if you're ready, repeat
okay.
this.
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
To God, I acknowledge the fact that I am a sinner, that I have sinned against
mm-hmm.
you. And tonight, I desire to be saved. I'm
mm-hmm.
asking you would forgive me of all of my sins.
Yes.
And wash me.
Yes.
Pray, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
that you watch over me, that you will lead me into a church or a ministry, hallelujah, where I can grow, hallelujah,
yes,
and
become
and have a relationship with you.
Yes,
I'm asking
Lord.
You to come into my heart tonight.
Yes.
I desire to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. If you have prayed this prayer
amen.
Long
amen.
With me,
amen.
Saved,
yes.
Hallelujah. You are now
amen.
In the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
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 Welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Welcome to the family
yes.
of God. Hallelujah. All right. Listen, family, we still have time because I see now both of my aunties are in the house. We still have time if anybody wants to pray or just praise God or just give thanks because, like I said, this
mm-hmm.
is a place for everyone to express
mm-hmm.
their love of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you know, and I just love it. Because one thing I love about coming together with my brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight it's my sisters, but my brothers and sisters in Christ, is that we have the privilege to go out into all the world with the Word of God. But we're not just going out with the Word of God. You see, when people listen to Spirit Alive,
yes.
I praise God that they can hear first and foremost, our love. Our love
mm-hmm.
for one, for God first, and our love
mm-hmm.
for one another.
Yes.
I praise God
yes.
that when people
yes.
listen to Spirit Alive,
God.
They
yes.
can hear the word, but they can also hear our unity. Hallelujah. Yes. They can hear that everybody is loved. They can hear that everybody is respected. They can hear that everybody is honored. They can hear that we will pray for one another. They can hear that we bear one another's burdens when we pray.
Praise God. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks to God, when we share the word of God in this way, we show the whole world that what we say is true. We can be disciples that make other disciples that make disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So praise God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen.
I thank God for that. I praise God that we can do that. So if there be nothing else, I want to thank everybody. Whether you prayed, whether you spoke, whether you didn't, to Mother Mitchell, Minister Tina, Mother Matty, Apostle Zeta, you are all my ride or die women of God, and I really love you, and I really thank God for you. To my spiritual ancestors in the house, as I said, they are our watchmen on the wall. They might not say anything, but trust me, they standing in agreement with these prayers that we're praying. And hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm grateful for that. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give thanks. Hallelujah. So we pray,
Lord,
that everybody, please, let us remember that there are those, while we're having our great Christmas with our families and we're living it up, let us not forget those who are suffering, those who are mourning, those who are dealing with trauma.
God,
hallelujah. Let us not forget, and let's keep them lifted up in prayer, because prayer really does change things. This is an Apostle Cook in Taking It to the Streets War Room, thanking each and every one that are of you for listening. To our brothers and sisters all over the world, we love you. God bless you. To those that came to the Lord tonight, we love you. God bless you. To those that are still lost, keep listening. Hallelujah. And we love you too.
Yeah.
So on behalf of myself and all the Spirit Alive family, we just want you to have a beautiful and blessed week, a happy Thanksgiving here in America. We pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is my fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night from all of us here, Taking It to the Streets and the Spirit Alive family. Hallelujah. Aunties, you're both unmuted. Hi, I see you. Don't let it be said that I didn't say nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much, Apostle.
I love you. God bless you.
God bless
you're welcome.
You.
I love you.
I
love you so much. I love everybody.
I'm so thankful for everyone.
I love you, Mother Matt.
Real life ministry. Yes.
Yeah, I love you too.
We thank you for you too, Minister Tina.
Keep Carl Jordan.
Yes.
Keep lives in prayer. Thank you.
Got you. Got you, Mother Matthew. All right, my family. Good night.
Love you all.
Good night, sister. I love you. God bless you all.
Oh, I'm sorry.